This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The National Transportation Safety Board met today to discuss what caused the crash of American Airlines Flight 587. The Airbus jet went down 3 years ago, shortly after its departure from New York's John F. Kennedy International Airport. The crash killed all 260 people on board and five more people on the ground.
The safety board voted unanimously to find the crash was caused by the manipulation of the plane's rudder by the aircraft's second officer, who was flying the plane. The investigation into the crash of Flight 587 focused on the plane's rudder, a movable surface on the plane's tail. At today's meeting, crash investigators discussed the pilot's use of the rudder and the rudder control system of the Airbus A300 aircraft.
Reporter Matthew Wald of the New York Times attended today's hearing, and he joins me now. Matthew, all planes have rudders. All pilots are trained how to use rudders. So why is the rudder at the center of this investigation?
It's because this pilot did something that no other pilot of a big airliner has done. He used the rudder in alternating directions, back and forth, and that set up the plane into wider and wider swings as it turned sideways to the oncoming wind. And eventually, that oncoming wind caught the fin at the back of the tail and broke it off. That's never happened before.
Well, the NTSB said that these actions were unnecessary and aggressive. Why would he do that?
He ran across the wake turbulence of an airplane ahead of him. There was a 747 that took off a little under 2 minutes ahead of him. They ran over the turbulence once off one wingtip and then a second time off the other wingtip, and the second time he reacted extremely aggressively. There's a question, though, about why he did that, and it may be that he was trained into this response by American Airlines, which, like other airlines, had given him and other pilots training in what's called upset recovery, what to do if your plane is in an unexpected position. And because the training may not have been put together just right, they may have overemphasized rudder use, and he may... This may be a training-induced accident, or at least that's an aspect of it.
It seems that this investigation has uncovered, I guess, some design problems or questions about design problems with that plane.
This is a war of memos. There was the earlier incident in 1997 involving a different American Airlines A300, and there was an investigation opened. There were internal memos at Airbus. There were filings with the NTSB. And in those filings, Airbus said you can, in fact, break an airplane by moving the tail back and forth. American says Airbus never made that clear enough, should have said so directly. It should have gone into the flight crew operating manuals. It should have gone into the official advice from manufacturers to operators. None of that ever happened, and therefore the crucial information was held back by Airbus. Airbus says, here it is in black and white. We filed it in public record with the National Transportation Safety Board.
Has anything been learned through this investigation that would prevent this kind of incident in the future?
Yes. What has been learned is that airplane designers always knew that you should never use the rudder in alternating directions, and pilots typically never knew, and this is something that all pilots have now been sternly warned against. So this particular accident is unlikely to be repeated.
There are competing interests in this investigation between the airline and the manufacturer. There is a lot of finger-pointing back and forth. Could you tell us a little bit about that,
the competitive
nature?
Yeah, that's a good point. What they're arguing over here, and what American has been lobbying over in the last few weeks, is how this final report will come out and how much of it will be blamed on Airbus versus on American or on the pilot. And although the result will only be differing advice from the safety board, there's a lawsuit going on between American and Airbus over dividing the cost of settlements to the families. This plane had 260 people on it. It's the second worst air disaster in American history, and there's a lot of money at stake.
Matthew Wald, thanks so much.
Thank you, Michelle.
Matthew Wald covers aviation for the New York Times.